This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the message over the past 2 years was get vaccinated for COVID, get vaccinated for COVID, and then get a booster, and then get another booster, and then get another booster, because the immunity wanes, even though the original message was get the vaccine and you won't get COVID. So it's been very confusing. And when anybody would raise their hand saying, well, what about natural immunity? It got shot down, and we were accused of being MAGA Republicans and giving misinformation. So we didn't really get a lot of answers, and we all learned microbiology ourselves. And I taught you guys some as well. But what the truth, or what ended up happening when it came to COVID and our ability to fight it, is there was natural immunity that played a role, but it waned. Just like vaccines played a role, but it looked like the immunity might have waned. So the need to have boosters for this virus that has escaped all logic from other viruses, making us wonder how much of it changed in a lab, was tinkered with, or naturally mutated in a lab, has kind of proven to us that whatever we thought we knew about viruses can't necessarily be translated to COVID. So here we are coming into a new season. And we're starting to see an uptick of cases. I've seen COVID all summer, but we're seeing it more now. And some of the at-home tests are picking it up a little better. Even though the average person says, no, my COVID test was negative, but I've been, you know, I was exposed to COVID at work and I have the same symptoms as my friend or my date or my, we are noticing a few more people actually test positive at home. And so here we are with the Aris variant, the XBB 1.5 variants, and people are asking, so what do we do? Well, Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax, we're being told by Yahoo News, are working to update, test, and mass produce their vaccines. Apparently, they want to get a COVID vaccine that is targeting the Omicron XBB 1.5 variant. As you know, our new bivalent COVID vaccine not only protects against the older 4-year-old wild type, which I do believe is 4 years old, because around this time 4 years ago is when I think it leaked out of the Wuhan lab, made it to America a few months later, and then finally isolated and identified by January 2020. But the bivalent, the newer booster, helps protect against the old variant as well as the Omicron variants, the BA4 and BA5. We haven't, though, had BA4 and BA5 for about a year or two now. We have had sub-variants of the XBB strains, and I can tell you from experience that I do think the bivalent did offer some protection, because I got it, and I didn't get COVID when everybody else seemed to this last winter. I still felt horrible with the vaccine, had to put off my mammogram, had chest pain, breast swelling, makes me wonder what I want to do in terms of future boosters, but I have to admit I didn't get COVID, so I'm kind of not yet decided what I want to do in terms of getting more of these. But Dr. Paul Sachs, clinical director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Brigham and Women's Hospital, says for most people right now, when it comes to the vaccine or the booster, it seems to me waiting makes more sense. They say first, this new shot will be a better match for variants that are currently circulating. And the majority of coronavirus strains infecting people right now are related to what we already have the vaccine for. And the subvariant, we believe, is enough related to the BA4, BA5. Should you get a bivalent booster now? If you want to. Waiting for the new vaccine to be made, they're hoping would also protect against EG5, which is now becoming the more dominant variant. I just don't know how long it's going to take for them to get it ready and how long it's going to take for the FDA to approve it. So people aren't wondering, should they get the vaccine now or should they wait? Well, Dr. David Boulware, professor of medicine specializing in infectious diseases, says once you're boosting with the variant that is closest to what's actually circulating, you will gain some protection. But maybe wait a month or two for the new vaccine because it'll increase the odds that your defenses against the virus will be strongest when cases are expected to peak. So the question people have is, if they got the booster now in August, and COVID will peak in December, January, will it last? We're being told that some of these boosters give us protection for 5 months. Some are finding less. So, I wish I could advise you guys better because I really think it is individualized. I think that you and your medical provider need to decide. I get many of you do not have medical providers. I wish you did have a regular medical provider. I really think we need to get back to that. I understand we use a lot of telemedicine these days, but we really need to have a doctor that you can see, examine you, and know you. But I am concerned about this next season for a lot of reasons. One is there's fewer doctors. I can't tell you how many people tell me that their doctor quit, their doctor's gone. Doctors I used to work with retiring in droves. And so if you do become ill, it might be harder for you to get seen. Number two is we have a lot of new people on American soil utilizing our hospitals, medical centers. We've taken in thousands upon thousands of migrants since last COVID season. And so if you think there's going to be a hospital bed with your name on it this winter, chances are no. And so if you are going to be getting a more severe sort of COVID or flu, you might want to consider then protecting yourself a little bit more. Flu does compete with COVID, but COVID might be getting smarter to figure out how to still infect you anyway. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I would not blame Kamala Harris or Vice President Kamala Harris or President Joe Biden for not jumping on a plane to Maui right now. I don't think it, number one, would help. I know they're getting some criticism for not being on their way to Maui, but I do think it's going to be a distraction. In fact, I think Vice President Harris said the same thing. They do not want to distract from the ongoing rescue effort. We're being told there's over 1,000 missing. 55 people have been reported dead. And we have many people misplaced. The airport right now has to be all about getting people out and bringing resources in. And there's always this push for politicians to look like they have boots on the ground and they're there and they're helping. And they're, if that's what they're going to do, if you are going to see Kamala Harris and President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden sitting there handing out water and searching and going through rubble, then by all means, all hands on deck. But if they're there for the photo op to show that they were there to, you know, look like they care, I think wait, because right now it is the fires, from what I understand, are still going on. They're still burning. And so even though Lahaina looks leveled, we're not getting a lot of footage of other parts of the island. And so I think people should just slow down on the criticism. I know there's a lot of criticism of the administration, but Kamala Harris is right about this one. Doesn't make a lot of sense to go down there when they're trying to do rescue efforts. 55 have been confirmed dead in the Maui fires. 1,000 remain missing. And the governor of Hawaii and mayor of Maui County said they have received generous help from the executive branch so far. They are still waiting for FEMA to arrive with hazmat crews who could begin searching the buildings for bodies. Now, I'm not sure why it's still taken a while for hazmat crews to get there. I understand it's at least a five-hour flight from the coast. This has been going on since Tuesday. We're on day 3 to 4. But that now has to be the priority. So Vice President Kamala Harris is on her way to Chicago. So she said, we don't want to distract from the rescuers that need to go into the victims of this tragedy. And, of course, the needs of the first responders have to be able to focus on that issue and not worry about focusing on us because we're there. There's multiple agencies trying to help. There's a massive search and rescue mission right now underway, including cadaver dogs, and it's just crushing to see what happened. You know, for any of you who've ever been to Hawaii and visited Maui, it's what you're seeing right now is not what it was. It was like any other, beautiful tourist attraction, high tech businesses, and now it looks like a war zone. And for individuals to get barely any warning and then have to jump into the ocean to avoid being burned. You know, and people ask, you know, what's the safest thing to do in that situation? Well, we're told that those individuals who were stuck on the coast that had nowhere to go and they couldn't stand the heat, first responders told them to jump in the water. Coast Guard would then try to rescue. And Coast Guard, I think, pulled at least 50 people out, to save them from the water. Keep in mind, though, if you jump into the water, that's a commitment. And I saw a lot of people jump in with their backpacks and with their goods and their belongings. You're going to need to swim. You're going to need to float for an extended period of time. This is something that you would have never thought had to be thought of and even fathomed and dealt with in day and age. But people had to try to survive while being in the water. Mind you, the air they were breathing while they were in the water was not pure oxygen. It was filled with wildfire smoke and wind blowing the smoke into them. So while you are counting on being as oxygenated as possible to keep yourself awake and as aerated as possible, many individuals were getting hypoxic from the smoke. So when people ask, why were there dead bodies in the water? Well, if they couldn't survive and wait in time for them to be rescued, they might not have been able to make it. They might have gotten tired. They might have. In fact, I think there was a human link made to try to save somebody who was using a paddleboard to kind of protect them. And it really has taken the community to jump in. Much of the town does not have phone service. Lahaina has no cell phone towers, no internet, water, or power. Rescue teams need that, and rescue teams need to get that back up for individuals. So seeing a city completely cut off makes rescue efforts all the more difficult. And I don't know if you've seen the cars, but the cars were incinerated. We're talking about cars made of metal and steel on the coast. To see something like this happen to an island, it's just crushing. So Coast Guard, National Guard have been, recruited. We're being told that they're waiting for FEMA to help with the search inside the buildings, which means there might be individuals who have been stuck for 2-3 days with no food or power or water. In terms of helping, there's a lot of sites that are offering help. I trust a good number of them, but... And I'm going to pull up as many as I can, but one of the first places to go would be Red Cross. Red Cross is built for this. They have volunteers, they have teams, and this is one of the deadliest disasters Hawaii has faced since 1959. And this is, even though things have been kind of quiet, there are agencies already in Maui that can help. There's the Maui Humane Society. They're looking for fosters, people who could house individuals who lost their home, as well as donations. There's also a Maui Fires Pets Help to help connect those and help pets. There's a Maui Strong Fund. Fund is recommended by local Hawaii government, used to support communities affected by the wildfires. There's the Maui Mutual Aid Fund. That is made up of a group of volunteers who have created a real-time needs list that gets posted to their social media pages. There's Maui United Way, of course, the American Red Cross, Maui College. Many students have been affected, and the University of Hawaii Foundation is accepting donations to assist displaced students. And Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement is also collecting donations. And I know it's tricky. Many people have said, look, I got clothes, I got canned foods, where do I send them? And it's a little difficult because when Superstorm Sandy happened, we had communities bring us all sorts of goods for us to ship out there, and nobody wanted it. None of the charities wanted it. They said, just send us cash. And the reason why is they said we could go to Walmart, buy what we need. But I go, what do we do? We have boxes of clothes and goods. And they said, just give it to your local shelter. And so, many of these come, and maybe it's because they have to vet it, they have to clean them, they have to, so it's easier for them to just get money so they could buy things. But I get, if the local Walmart is not available and the local Costco, I think the Costco's still okay down there. I understand there's people that want to donate what they can. What I would do is if you don't have money to donate, but you have goods and things, clothes and stuff, maybe reach out to the local churches and temples and mosques, because they might be handing things out. And I noticed that with Superstorm Sandy and some of these other storms, the churches were the ones that said, we'll take what you got and pass them out. And I understand many people are a little skeptical about sending money because they don't know where the money is going. But I'm going to tell you right now, this effort is going to take a lot of money. And so there is a very good chance that whatever money you give is going to be helping victims. But for those of you that don't have money, you could donate blood, maybe reach out to the local Salvation Army and local and churches and find out what they need. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The death toll from wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui is now up to 55. The resort town of Lahaina has been wiped out by that brush fire that started on Tuesday. A hearing in special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against former President Donald Trump is set for today, likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. President Biden calling on Congress for $24 billion for Ukraine. Republicans are hesitant about putting more money until they see where the other $45 billion already went. Russia has launched its first lunar mission since 1976. If the mission is successful, Russia will become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the lunar South Pole, where it will test the soil for the presence of frozen water. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I tell you that we have a new medication that could fight Alzheimer's or a new medication to fight cancer or to deal with hepatitis, it gets really exciting. Everybody's like, woohoo, yay, our troubles are over. We're not going to have the same fate as our grandparents did, and this is going to be wonderful, good news. But we're forgetting one major thing. Creating the medication, developing the medication, proving it's safe, proving it works is one thing. Paying for it is another. And we are finding that our health insurance is struggling with these expensive, fancy new medications. In fact, ABC News is saying insurers are not going to be covering the new Alzheimer's treatment for some of their policyholders. Now, They say insurers selling coverage in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New York, among other states, told the Associated Press that they will not be covering Leqembi with insurance offered on the individual market or through employers because they think the Leqembi drug is experimental. How much is Leqembi? $26,000 a year. Now, Medicare is going to most likely be the one that is going to have to take it on, and they should. We've been putting money into Medicare when we turn 65, or if we are disabled and we qualify for Medicare coverage. This is what Medicare promised us for years of us putting money into the system for them to cover. The federal coverage program is supposed to be covering most of us over 65. And now that Leqembi received full approval by the FDA, Medicare is going to cover it. But it's expensive. And we have a huge aging population. We also are getting a little bit better at detecting early Alzheimer's. And so early Alzheimer's means that we might be able to then take advantage of these medications earlier to prevent full-blown Alzheimer's, which overall will save Medicare money. But I don't know if Medicare can pay $26,000 a year for a good number of seniors that they have. Now, Leqembi is the first medicine that had shown a slow in cognitive decline. Not a lot. I think it was between 20 and 30%. And it's an IV drug. So not only is it expensive in and of itself, but it has to be administered. So IV drugs need to be infused into an intravenous line, meaning you need staff, you need office space. They're going to have to then pay a provider to administer the drug. Now, there was a large study that looked at how the drug slowed down memory and thinking decline by about 5 months in those who got the treatment. Some Alzheimer's experts say 5 months, when you're looking at years that somebody could have dementia, is 5 months enough. So, you know, I'm mixed on this. All right. 5 months is still a nice amount of time, but is it enough to throw our whole healthcare system into shambles? And it can. You know, the problem we have with healthcare, you know, isn't all about the greed that the media talks about. It's about us kind of being spoiled. All right. We don't want to share. We don't want to triage. Every single person who has heart disease, we want to treat. And I agree. Everybody who has cancer. Everybody who has Alzheimer's. Well, other countries do a much more subtler, although I don't agree with it, job of figuring out how to spread the resources. And when people say that, you know, they didn't get their medication, or they didn't get seen in time, or they got discriminated against, nobody seems to believe them. And so, you know, this is tricky because everybody and their mother is going to want the drug, not to mention we're taking in thousands of migrants, thousands of people a day through the border. And when they age, they're going to want the medication too. And, you know, so do we have enough for everybody? And then how do you make the medication cheaper? So, you know, there's a lot of fronts that we need to address. One is, you know, increasing supply. When you have a drug shortage, obviously the cost is going to go up. If you don't have enough companies making the drug, you need to incentivize companies to make the drug. You only have X amount of money in the government because the government is already spending on so much, and they're cutting revenue coming in, not, you know, collecting student loans and wanting to subsidize all these extra programs and things, whereas, you know, I think medicine should be at the top of the list. But you also have too many people wanting and needing these medications. And we're not going to be slowing down the population growth. The population just continues to grow. So we're going to have to figure out how to mass produce these medications, how to make them cheaper, and then make sure we have plenty of them. That's going to take a while. And so Christine Mann, Chief Operating Officer at Buffalo, New York, Dent Neurological Institute, said that's why we're just dumbfounded that commercial plans aren't covering it. They say people under 65, they're rare to get this. Then they're more likely to have commercial coverage. And so, well, the reason why, I know why insurance isn't covering it, because of Obamacare. When Obamacare said, look, every single plan has to cover these essential items, you got insurance companies going, yes, sir, we'll do it. But then you left a lot of room for them to decline than everything else. When people told me their mammogram cost more after Obamacare than before, and they said, I don't understand why, I do. Right? You used to be able to get your mammogram, whether it was diagnostic or screen, and the ultrasound at better coverage. But once insurance companies had to provide a screening mammogram, that gave them the language to not have to cover diagnostic or ultrasound. Remember, these companies need to figure out a way to save money or to stay afloat. Same thing with colonoscopy. They have to cover your screening colonoscopy, the scope going in. Do they have to cover your biopsies and the polyp removal? No, that wasn't in Obamacare. So now all our colonoscopies cost more money. So once you give a strict order of what somebody needs to do, you might think they're in your control. You might think you're going to be saving money, but you just now gave all this open range to then reject X, Y, and Z. And so, you know, does Alzheimer medication, the newest Alzheimer medication that provides 5 months of benefit, an essential health care need? Not according to Obamacare. So they don't have to cover it. They're already covering the birth control. They're covering the colonoscopies. They're covering the screens. They're covering the pre-existing conditions. So it's a game. Now, personally, I would like to see a medication do a little better than 5 months, but I'll take what we can get because maybe that slowing down is enough because it's not just exponential. It's not just linear. It's you can have a plaque that deposits one place, doesn't do much damage. Deposits another place, does major damage. So I want to limit the amount of plaque buildup, even if it's 5 months worth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had reached out and told me that you had lost a friend over a Tesla. I'm like, what are you talking about? And basically, a Tesla got in between the friendship. What essentially happened, I'm not going to go through the whole email, was somebody bought a Tesla, and I guess there's a program where if you refer somebody, you get a rebate or some sort of benefit. And the friend talked my listener into getting an electric vehicle, talked it up, all the downsides completely poo-pooed, and the listener didn't know that there was a, I guess, an ulterior motive, such that when the listener was about to buy one, the friend goes, use my web, I guess they give you a website link or something so that you buy their Tesla, the Tesla on their website link so they get credit. But then the listener wasn't going to. They thought they'd get a better deal going to the dealership. And I guess the relationship fell apart. This is stupid. This is so ridiculous. And I, not that what happened between both of you, but just the situation that, that exists where it's this kind of this game and, you know, trying to sell a and transform society to having as many electric cars and getting people to jump on board. It's, I think it's stupid where we're going with this. And I think we need to just kind of take a step back and understand and get some accurate accounts of if it was worth it or not. But if the average person who bought an electric car is going to get incentives for referring somebody, they might not give us the full down and dirty that we need. Now, now, luckily, my friends are pretty honest. They're like, yeah, one time I forgot to charge, so I didn't have a car to go to work. That does suck. I'm on the road, and I don't get as much mileage. Yeah, that's an issue. Well, this is a story. Fox Business is reporting how a man got the Ford electric vehicle truck and called it the biggest scam of modern times. He wanted to have an environmentally friendly vehicle and thought owning one was responsible citizenship. He's Canadian. And he was very frustrated by his electric vehicle experience, calling it the biggest scam of modern times. Dalbir Bulla lives in Winnipeg. And I guess Fox Business reports he bought a Ford F-150 Lightning electric vehicle in January, which cost $115,000 Canadian dollars, which was basically about $77,495 in the U.S. Now, that's expensive. Yeah, I cannot afford that. And he told Fox Business that he needed the vehicle for work, but wanted something that could also be used for recreational activities, like driving to his cabin or going fishing. And he wanted to have an environmentally friendly vehicle, looking like a responsible citizen these days. But he was hit with the reality of owning and operating one as soon as he purchased it. When he got the vehicle, he had to install two charges, one at work and one at home for $10,000. To accommodate the charger, he then had to upgrade his home's electric panel for $6,000. So now, in Canadian dollars, he's already at $130,000 plus tax. Not long after the purchase, he got into an accident. This required light assembly on the front bumper. But when he took it to the body shop, he couldn't get it back for 6 months. Not sure why, but maybe people were limited on how to fix it. I don't know. And then he went on a 1,400-mile road trip to go to Chicago. The charging stations that charge electric vehicles up to 90% cost more than gas for the same mileage. Now, I was under the impression that the electrical charging isn't that expensive. But apparently when you go to charging stations, it does. And he showed how much he was spending. On the family's first stop in Fargo, North Dakota, it took 2 hours to charge his vehicle and $56 and only brought him up to 90%. This charge was only good for 215 miles. Then he stopped in Albertville, Minnesota. The charger was free but faulty. And the phone number on the charging station was no help. So then they had to go to another charging station in Elk River, Minnesota, but the charger was faulty. He said, the sheer helplessness was mind-boggling. My kids and wife were really worried and stressed at this point. There were apparently no other fast charging stations within range of Elk River, and his vehicle was now down to only 12 miles. Now it's late afternoon. They're stuck, hungry, and heartbroken. So the vehicle had to get towed to a Ford dealership in Elk River. He rented a gas vehicle to get to Chicago. Then they decided to leave the electric vehicle, come back on their way to Winnipeg to pick it up. And so he says he can't take it to his cabin He can't take it off-grid. He can't take it for a road trip. I can only drive in the city. It's the biggest scam of modern times, he says. Now, I live in an area where if I do want to go to the mountains or rural, there's still a lot of cities I get. Canada may not be as populous as where we're living, but I would not be able to handle the stress of there not being a charger nearby. Or you finally get to a charger and it doesn't work. And so this is kind of interesting. You know, I don't think he has much to gain, you know, by being open about this. But these are kind of the stories we need before we make that decision. You know, I have seen companies, or I have seen families where they will still hold on to a gas car. They're just not ready to completely give that up. Because what if there's no power? Look what's going on in Lahaina. Whoever has an electric car right now, not doing well. There's no power. And mind you, gas stations could be affected when there's no power also. But at least people can store gas. And they can have extra fuel. My son ran out of gas, and one of our patients who lived nearby in a small town, because he was on the road, said, if you're getting short on gas, he was getting short on gas, come by. We got some in the garage. We'll fill you up. And I guess you could also do that with a charge, but I just don't think we are there yet. And I don't mind us incorporating electric cars. I really don't. I think having electric vehicles could be really cool. Just don't force it on us and don't put, you know, back us up into a corner where we have to have these. Because the more people that have them, I guess the more difficult it is to charge. I think GM announced a deal with Tesla to, use an adapter plug, giving them access to Tesla chargers. And then in 2025, GM is going to integrate charging and make more chargers. But, you know, if you're looking at chargers, you got to look at apartment complexes and duplexes and townhomes. And a lot of places don't have a lot of parking. You're going to have to have chargers for everybody who lives in that apartment. And the average apartment owner has two cars if you have a two-income family. Where are going to be all the chargers for that? You know, this is something that I think they, again, politics wants to go one way and look like they're making all this progress. But the reality is, if you can't even use your car for a trip and you have to leave it and rent a gas vehicle, we're not ready. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.